Bullying is a serious issue in schools across the country. Severe bullying can have long-term effects on the victims. Here in Michigan, a law on the books since 2011 requires school districts to have anti-bullying policies and to investigate and report cases. But when Lansing State Journal reporter Rachel Greco looked into whether districts in the Lansing area are obeying that law, she found that many are not. Rachel Greco joins me now. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning.
The Matt Epling Law was enacted in 2011 to help prevent bullying in schools. It's named in honor of a high school student who was bullied and later killed himself at the age of 14. What does that law require school districts to do?
The Matt Epling Safe School Law requires that school districts put a policy in place to deal with bullying incidents, that they provide a way for school districts to investigate bullying in a timely manner, make sure that whoever reports the bullying, there are no repercussions at all for that person, that students and staff have the ability to report and so do parents, and that the parents of the bullies and the students who are accusing them of bullying them are notified.
Your investigation focused on 18 school districts in the Lansing area. What did you find?
I found that two of the 18 school districts are informing their elected school board members of the scope of the bullying incidents in their district annually. And it's required by law that all school districts do this. I found that the State Department of Education is not enforcing the law, and an official there says they're not responsible for monitoring compliance because the department doesn't have the authority to enforce those laws. And one-third of the districts that I asked for information from reported fewer than a dozen bullying incidents last school year. And experts that I spoke to said that that's a sign of underreporting.
Well, and I want to touch on some of the districts that have really low numbers. The Okemos Public Schools have about 4,500 students and reported just 3 incidents of bullying last year, you report. The Lansing School District, by comparison, has about 10,000 students, so a little more than double the size, but it reported more than 500 incidents last year. The Okemos superintendent said the low number should be celebrated, but administrators in districts with higher numbers said the low numbers shouldn't be believed. What's behind those extreme ranges that you found?
I mean, it could be that districts report bullying differently. Some districts may consider certain incidents bullying and others may not. But I also think I would agree with the experts that it's a sign of underreporting if you have fewer than a dozen instances in your district that you've reported to the state. According to all the research that's been done about bullying, it's very unlikely that that's the case.
Bullying has been a focus for schools for years now. Anyone with kids or grandkids will have seen signs in schools or heard it mentioned at an assembly. I wonder what you think about how schools are handling bullying now that you've done all this research on the data about what they're reporting.
I think it's clear that it's not being handled in the way that it probably needs to be handled. There needs to be a huge effort made by school administrators and staff to not only report anything and everything that could be considered bullying and make sure that they follow through, but also to kind of create a culture of support for students to report themselves. The experts that I spoke with said that less than half of students who are bullied will report it because they're terrified to do so. And even with programs like OK to Say, which is a statewide initiative that kids can use to report bullying anonymously, a lot of students believe it isn't anonymous.
You spoke to some current and former state legislators about the law, and there seemed to be agreement that it's not really achieving what was originally intended. What is the likelihood that legislators might try to revamp the Matt Epling law?
I think that's very likely. Kevin Epling, the father of Matt Epling, is working with Senator Curtis Fertel right now to strengthen the law. So I think that's very possible that it's something we could see in the near future.
Rachel Greco is a reporter with the Lansing State Journal. Her story is titled, "Is Your School Following Michigan's Anti-Bullying Law? Probably Not." And you can link to it at michiganradio.org. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.